Akem is a professor of Armenian Genocide Studies at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts. He said Turkey is just trying to protect its image instead of taking responsibility for the killing and forced deportation of the Armenian people.
And this is the national security concept. So my argument was that Turkish state denies the Armenian genocide because they think if they acknowledge it, then their national security would be threatened.
The Armenian genocide occurred from 1915 to 1923. About 500,000 Armenians were killed. Allied powers wanted to partition the remaining Ottoman Empire between different ethnic groups. Akem said the Turks did a few things to tackle their wartime issues.
They started to try them. There was military tribunal in Istanbul. 200 perpetrators were tried. They were defendants. Three of them were hanged. But finally, the entire process ended with a defeat because Turks again won the war and established their republic, and they made Armenian issue as a taboo.
Akem said many countries, such as Israel, still do not call the event by its rightful name, genocide.
This means if Turkey acknowledges Armenian genocide, then Turkish state had to be partitioned among the Turks, Kurds, Greeks, and other ethnic groups in Anatolia. The other reason is that if Turkey acknowledges the Armenian genocide, they have to rectify this wrongdoing. They have to pay some compensation. They don't want to pay anything.
Stephen Roach, an associate professor of international politics at the University of South Florida, raised the question of transitional justice. He said Turkey owed the Armenians apologies as individuals and as a nation state.
The nation state apology in this case would, of course, involve the Turkish state offering an apology to the Armenian state. That could work out fairly well if, in this case, the conditions are met, if, in this case, the Armenian population feels that they have had their needs fulfilled. On the individual level, there isn't any sort of trickle-down approach here. And what it would entail in this case is a lot of community-based reconciliation, probably a lot of meetings, a lot of grassroots campaigning to make people aware of, first, the genocide and that it did occur.
Questions were raised about why the United States has not moderated Turkey's behavior during and after the genocide. Edward Kissy, an associate professor of African studies at USF, said the U.S. may not be able to go very far in telling Turkey to face its past.
Because Turkey is likely to also ask the United States to deal with the issue of slavery and then some of the colonial violence perpetrated against native populations here. Okay. So in international affairs, okay, the ability of a nation state to induce or coerce another nation state to deal with its past depends very much on the kinds of historical wrongs that that nation has also committed or not committed. Okay, so it cuts both ways.
Kissy said there was one question he wished there was more time during the symposium to discuss.
Why is it that when it comes to the issue between the Palestinians and the Israelis, it looks like there is a globalization of knowledge about that? Every nation knows that, every nation wants to have an opinion about that. Why is it that the same global sentiments are not expressed on the Armenian genocide?
For more information about the Armenian genocide, visit genocide.lib.usf.edu. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Atisha Robinson.